security framing of this order. So let's hear it for Senator Winfield. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon. Months ago, I got to stand on the green and talk to a pretty big crowd. And when I talked to that crowd, I was talking to them about dreaming. I heard a mother tell us that maybe she can't tell her kids that they should be dreaming. You know, I told that crowd that dreamers are doers. You're not out here because you think that the fight is over. You're here because you're ready to stand up and fight. Some of us have been in a fight for a very long time. And we've been in that fight because we've dreamt of America that has never existed. But that's okay, because we keep dreaming and we keep fighting. And when we dream, we do something that some people have been telling us not to do. We do what that sign right there says. We resist people who want us to hate, people who want us to fear. My community, the mayor's right. We didn't get here the way that some of the people here got here. We know something about what hate and fear does to a community. And we're still fighting the effects of hate and fear that have been foisted upon our community for a long time.
Right.
I came here today, I wanted you to know that there are people at every level of government who support you. I have allies who are waiting to fight the fight that we are about to fight in the state capitol. You have allies at the House and the Senate in Washington. You have the mayor. You have us at every level of government standing here with you. We are standing here with you. Because America is a country where we move forward to expand, not contract the way that this president seems to think we should do. And certainly not for fear that doesn't even really exist. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. This president is telling us to be afraid of things that don't exist. And as we do that, he's telling us to be afraid of things that would destroy this country. You know what's going to destroy this country?
Yeah.
That we move off of what we believe in. That is what is going to destroy this country. But it's not going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen is all of the people out here and all of the people in all of the other cities and states in this country who said, we will resist hate. We will resist fear. Thank you for coming out today. Thank you for coming to talk.